Morning Jam with Janet Rose and Mark Lamb.
7:53, little Chicago for you. Does anybody know what time it is? Well, it's time to bring in Trey Watkins into the studio. Good morning, Trey.
Good morning. Good morning.
So you've got a newborn at the house, right?
Yes, I do. I do.
How old is that blessed little girl now?
She's going on 13 months. Actually, today she's 13 months.
13 months.
Okay.
Yes.
And she was throwing a party till about 3:30 a.m. Is that what you said?
Yes. She's a wild sleeper. It's funny because like she'll sit up like so she like sleep crawls.
Oh.
But then wow. Man, when she so she'll sit so sometimes when she's laying down she'll just have the impulse to sit up and she's just like sitting up. She's been doing it since she was like almost born. Like
oh,
she's
that's
trying
wild.
To sit up. But now, like in for now maybe she can half do a year, it. She'll sit up
right.
And she'll be asleep. So what ends up happening is just free fall from
roll
a sitting
over.
Up position.
Right.
So if she's laying next to me or you know, in the bed,
right.
She may free fall and her head may just bam, hit me right in the face.
Oh, Lordy.
You know, so you know, sometimes.
I broke my cheek when Bailey was about 9 months old, I think. I was riding a bike and I fell and I hit a rock and it broke my right cheek. And that child, you can still feel it. That it felt like every time I turned around, she was flinging, and she would
hit right
or
there.
Her head would go. You just don't realize how often it happens.
Oh yeah.
So with your little miss, it happens a lot. So.
It is. She's a wild sleeper.
Well, that's we're glad to have you. We're kind of basking in the glow of the first week of Glenn Youngkin's, you know,
what
governorship.
What a glorious time it is.
And they didn't waste any time to really take out the knives and go after this guy. So just some thoughts of the first few things that he's done, his executive orders and some of the fallout.
Yeah, well, I mean, I see a lot of school districts are pushing back on the mask mandates, and good for them. However, I mean, you know, that's a losing battle. You know, elections have consequences, mm-hmm. and you know, at the end of the day, he ran on fighting for parents and for parents' rights and putting that, shifting that power back into the hands of the parents. And that's exactly what he's done since he's been in office.
Mm-hmm.
And he's going to continue to fight for that. He's already appointed Attorney General Mayorkas to investigate those terrible, you know, incidents that happened in Loudoun County. It's almost scary that, they haven't been thoroughly investigated up to this point.
Mm-hmm. They won't release like the report.
Right. You know, and I know they came in, they got rid of the school board. I mean, not school
parole board.
Parole board. You know, just making some.
Mieri's isn't playing.
He is not joking. I've seen him on a couple shows, and he is very
Winsome.
Serious. Oh, now I realize Winsome's serious. She is
a force to
ticket,
be reckoned with.
She's the backbone. You know, mm-hmm. I mean, like it's amazing to watch all three of them play their roles mm-hmm. and do it so well. You know,
well,
it's like,
and
it's,
he's
it's
letting them, he's letting them, he's sharing the spotlight with them.
Yes.
He's not trying to hog it all himself like mm-hmm. Northam did.
right. But he didn't want to give Justin Fairfax any shine.
Well,
well, for many other
Justin,
reasons. But.
Justin knocked his own shine off there.
You're right
a little
about
bit
that. They both did.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
But it is it's exciting to see. It's very powerful, the mm-hmm. dynamic of those three.
Yes.
And I'm pretty sure that there's some liberals up in Richmond that are just like, oh,
boy.
Oh shoot.
Yeah. Yeah. How can you not? They
circle
are
circle the wagons.
Bonafide.
Circle the wagons. Yeah.
Bonafide stars at this point. I mean, since the election and just since that campaign, I've become such a proud Virginian.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just growing up here and then just seeing such strong leadership arise. And then, you know, we're all crossing our fingers like, man, we hope that, you know, that they're going to do this campaign well and then get in office and actually do what they're saying they're going to do.
Not just leadership, but I think they really are representing
yeah.
some values that we haven't had in the Commonwealth for a while now.
Mm-hmm.
And the best part is we're seeing national attention put on the Commonwealth.
Yep.
And they're speaking for so many Americans across the country. And I think empowering them to go and do what Virginians did and to say, yeah, despite you may have a Northern Virginia too, California.
Yep.
But that doesn't mean if you come together that you can't rise up and push that back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it gave so much hope to the rest of the country. And it's the Youngkin, Virginia blueprint. Mm-hmm. They're going to use it for these midterm elections and for any other governor elections coming up. It's a very powerful strategy. The way that, you know, they eluded Trump, the way that they were able to connect with people and really fight for people and show them that they're willing to fight and ready to fight. And so couldn't be more proud. I have fallen in love with Winsome Sears. Mm-hmm. I am such a fan.
I think she could easily be governor.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
At least.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. She's such a, it's as a young, black conservative, I admire her so much for what she's doing. Mm-hmm. and how she's leading this movement, you know, in our state. And it's just, I don't know, it lights me up. It puts a smile on my face every time I see her. I'm just a fan at this point.
We're going to continue the conversation about this new regime in Richmond and some Richmond residents who are asking the Supreme Court to overturn the ruling on those monuments. They want their monuments back.
Interesting.
I can see that.
Yeah. We'll do that in the next hour.
Hungry for some truth with a side of common sense?
You want answers?
Then you found the right choice. It's the rebirth of Common Sense Talk Radio. We are the Morning Jam.
Kenny Loggins, 823. One of the songs that was played to get Noriega out of the Vatican's embassy there to try to get him to surrender. That song, what's that?
You played some of them earlier.
Yeah,
in the
I
week.
Did. It was. I know the artists. You've got Kenny Loggins. You've got Rick Ashley. You know, never gonna.
Yeah, they rickrolled him.
They rickrolled him. That was our favorite one out of mm-hmm. four. Van Halen's Panama was one of the songs.
They just played them over and over and over yeah. until and the Vatican went, stop it.
Tom Petty's song.
Stop it
right
now.
Refugee. Mm-hmm. Those four songs. That could be on my playlist. I'd be okay with that.
Could be.
Got Trey Watkins in the studio with us.
And we're talking about the work that Governor Youngkin, newly appointed governor of the Commonwealth, is making some changes. He has appointed a new director of diversity and inclusion. And, of course, it's called... diversity, equity, and inclusion. I know how much you love that word.
Yeah, of course. Just love some equity.
Love you some equity. He's introducing legislation to change the name of the office to the Diversity, Opportunity, and Inclusion Office. What do you think about that?
I think it's a step in the right direction. We have to get off this equity nonsense. It is... very clear that it's flat out racist. You if you discriminate based on the color of someone's skin,
regardless of what that color is.
Yeah. Well, yeah, and it's not only racist, it's just a terrible idea. You know, what it's insinuating is that people of the same skin color are all the same. Mm-hmm. And that's about as racist of anything you can think or say. Mm-hmm. To say that, oh, all black people, you know, have
fill
to
in
be,
the blank.
Right. Yeah. Like, stop. Stop. You can't say that you believe in diversity and equity. Think about it. Diversity means you believe that people are different
right.
within the same group that you identify.
That's right.
How could you then have equity? You see
yeah.
what I'm saying? So
right.
it's total nonsense. And it's a push that's, you know, unfortunately come from the far left. It's meant to divide, and it's meant to honestly keep the African American voters and that 90 plus, you know, percentile of voting in favor of the Democrats. What terrifies the Democrats more than anything is the rise of black conservatism.
Mm-hmm.
The more that black people continue to
but
rise.
But it shouldn't. I guess it should concern them. But yeah. It should be, and again, we're saying conservatism, not Republican.
Right. Mm-hmm.
We're talking about, you know, people understanding.
Small government.
Small right. government, yeah. freedom, you know, independent thought.
Yeah, free enterprise.
Right.
You know.
All of that. Well, we'll see. Angela Saylor is her name.
She's had some good experience.
Okay. I hope she does well. You know, we need some change in Virginia. We have so many. It's such a just a toxic mindset, man, when it comes to, you know, that equity stuff. And it's just that mindset. I run into so many people that, you know, it's just like strong men, too, that just end up like arguing like a victim. It's like, and like I was on Facebook. Matter of fact, I posted a picture of Winston Sears, you know, on my Facebook page when she was getting sworn in. And, you know, and I said, like, oh, man, like she is my hero. Like, I'm so proud of her and the others. But wow, to see a black female conservative in that position and doing so well. She's everything for this ticket for Mayorkas and Biden. Mm-hmm. She's everything that we hoped Kamala Harris was going to be for Joe Biden.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, and
isn't.
Right. Mm-hmm. You know, and it's like, wow, in Virginia, in my state, I'm so, every time I see her, I'm so proud. I posted a picture. You know, I didn't say much. I didn't say anything controversial, mm-hmm, or just be, you know, it's a happy day, good day to be a Virginia man. Some guy posted on my posted a picture on my post with like a black guy taking like a white chalk thing and painting his face white and put
did
and
not
say a clown show on that.
Oh,
right?
Oh wow.
And I was like, you know, and I tried to give him an out. I was like, oh, you must be. I assume that you're referring to the outgoing administration, you
right?
Know, when you
exactly.
say clowns, right? You know, and he's like, he started going at me, and I'm like, so I posted a picture of course, of Ralph Northam
and his black face.
I'm like, mm-hmm, this looks like a clown to me, you know.
That's right.
I mean, you know. And
you know, it's just it's a shame,
crazy,
that
man.
You can't have you just can't have civil conversations anymore.
Yeah, but you know? But at this point, it's people like Winston Sears that's tearing down that narrative, and that's what I appreciate, because it's not easy being a black conservative. You talk about like this whole voter suppression thing. What's right. interesting is that you know what real voter suppression is? The way that the liberal Democrats and the progressives bully and attack African-American voters who are considering
yeah.
being
you're not
voting
black.
Republican and conservative.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
it's a legitimate
right.
racist attack
and
voter suppression.
And you're called names.
Well,
the
even
time.
The, I mean, the
and,
most blatant,
right. yeah.
you know, like...
President of the United States. You ain't black.
That's what I'm saying.
You ain't black.
And it's
right.
like,
you don't
wow.
vote for me.
I mean, think about how that makes somebody feel like,
right.
you know, it's rarely talked about. I'm not, I don't even want to go on a little, oh, woe is me. I ain't no victim.
Sure.
You know, I'm blessed. I'm doing great. But I'm like, it's frustrating. And that's why I'm so excited about Winston Sears. Because there's a huge movement. And I've been talking about it, you know, and they get the most hate. You see, when
and
you see
I,
what
look,
the most
we
hate
saw
comes
it,
from.
We saw it with Dr. Ben Carson.
Yeah,
we saw it with
exactly.
Dr. Carson,
exactly.
One of the most intelligent men ever.
Yeah, I got a chance
to run
meet
as
Ben
president.
Carson. I was so proud, and that's what I'm saying. It's,
but
we have
they,
so many
but
examples.
He has been nothing but disrespected,
yeah,
and they have gone
the most
after him.
Candace Owens is another person,
mm-hmm. right.
The most disrespected person, like personality figure that's out there. I mean, I can't.
Yeah, but they're paving. They are paving the way for other young. Black conservatives
yeah,
and people of color
inspired me.
To come up.
For sure.
Yep.
Yeah. Thank
well,
you so
know,
much.
It was bad when they went after Ben Carson because he was changing the drapes in his office, and it come to find out that the budget money was already set aside from the previous administration. So that
right.
didn't even stick.
You know, remember how he treated Tim Scott after that speech?
Yeah. Yeah. It's 8:31. CBS News Brief is coming next. Trey, thanks as always for being
no
with
problem
us.
At all.
It's the Morning Jam.